We are learning Maseches Megillah Daf Chesem and Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud of Mishnah on top of Daf Chesem and Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Ing bein hamuda ano mechavera, lamuda ano mudim ben Michael. Continuing the ing beins, the differences between different things. So there's someone who is moida ano mechavera. It means he says I'm not going to have any ano from Shimon. Reuven says I'm not going to benefit from Shimon at all. Lamuda ben Michael. A different person says, I'm not going to have enough of any food from Shimon. Reuben says, I'm not going to have enough of any food from Shimon. So what's the difference? The difference is, Al-Drizis HaRegel, the Kalim Shein Usim Echel Nefesh. The only difference is, let's say, walking into his yard. So if you're Muda Hana, so then he said, I'm not going to have any benefit from my friend, I can't walk into his yard. But if I say, I'm not going to benefit from food, that's not food walking in his yard. And number two, is the kalim shein oisim ba'echa nefesh, if you borrow from him kalim that don't produce food, they don't cook food, not pots, not pans, so then also that would only be a problem of muda no mechavera. Muda mena Michael would not be a problem to have this kalim shein oisim ba'echa nefesh. Now Rashi speaks out that if it's a type of kalim that you rent for money, so then even muda mena Michael is a problem. Why? Because all money can be used to buy food. And here, by borrowing this item and not paying for it, you're saving money in order to buy food with it. That would also be called Hanas Michael. Hanas Michael means directly Hanah for food. But anything that could be indirectly Hanah for food is also Asaba Hanah. So the only Nafkamina is walking into his field, which you can't charge for, it's not nothing to do with money, it's just Hanah. And kalim that don't produce, they're not food related, and also they can't be rented for money. Those things, the halacha is not a problem if muda mena Michael. Zok the Gemara, but there's a diak. Hala inyan, that's the Mishnah. Hala inyan kalim shoysim hem eichel nefesh, zev zeh shav. But kalim that you do use for eichel nefesh, for example, pots, pans, a grinder, an oven, those things, you would not be able to borrow from someone. You said you're not going to have hanas food from him, because in that case, that's called hanas Michael. Drisa Regal. Mr. said that Drisa Regal is one of the community. Muda Mano Chavera, Muda Mano Michael. Drisa Regal. Spectimara, like Kapti Inchi. Why is it hanas? Even if you say I'm not going to have any hanas at all from Shimon, why can't you walk into his yard? Like Kapti Inchi, people don't care about that. Amarava Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. It's going to Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Vitor Asa Mudana. It's going to Rabbi Eliezer holds that Vitor is, which means letting him go in the field, is Asa Bahana. Now, Tosfos talks about this a little bit, but just to speak out, we'll be pshat in the Mandi Amar that says that it's mutter to go into his field, let's say not Rabbi Eliezer, Tanakama Rabbi Eliezer, because it's like Kapti Inchi. Lemaisa, I'm still benefiting from him. So what? He doesn't care. If someone wants to go into his field, takes a shortcut through his field, okay, he doesn't care. But Lemaisa, I'm benefiting from Shimon. Lemaisa, I'm benefiting from him. So then shot him. What? So this is a different shot. There's a different shot. One shot is that it's like Hefker. I'm not benefiting from him. It's like Hefker. Because it's really his thing. But the Mara is saying that even though it's his thing, it wouldn't be on all feet of Tanakam of Rabbi Eliezer, because like Kapti Inchi, like Hefker. The Mara knows Rabbi Eliezer holds that Vita is also Mudana, even if you're not Makbid, Vita is also Bahana. He doesn't consider it Hefker. Lemaisa, it's his thing. Even if the guy doesn't care, he lets everyone do it. Lemaisa may none of him. That's the question. But and Lemaisa holds Lemaisa like that Vita is also Mudana. So that's the difference between Muda Hanah Mechaveira, Muda Michael, and the Chilik is, the difference is, things that are related to food, you can't be Nena from the person you said, I'm not going to have any Hanah Michael, and from Muda Hanah, I can't have any Hanah. I can't have any Hanah. Even Drisa Regal, according to this Mandi Yom, according to Rav Eliezer, says, Vita is also Muda Hanah, even though he can't charge for walking, he lets everyone walk through the field, but still, the Rav Eliezer holds that Vita is also Muda Hanah. Zok de Mishnevayte, ein ben adarm le nadavos, el shen adarm chayv b'achriusam, but the davos ein chayv b'achriusam. There's two type of ways that someone could donate a carbon. One way is by saying harei alai carbon. If he says harei alai carbon, then no matter what, he's chayv. Even after he was mafreshit, he still has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring it, because it's harei alai, it's a chayv on him. There's another type of carbon called harei zu, which we call an adava, which means he says this animal is a carbon. Then, once you say rezu, you're not chayiv v'achri usa anymore. You're not chayiv in the achrayus of it, because that is the carbon. It's not my responsibility. I made it into a carbon. There's a neder and a dava. Neder means harei alai, I will bring a carbon, and the dava is a rezu. So, ein bein adarim l'adava, it's also adarim chayiv v'achri usam, adarim which is harei alai, chayiv v'achri usam. Even after you mafresh it, you chayiv to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's your responsibility. When a davos ain't a chayav achrusim, a davos is not your responsibility. You said a rezu. Now it's a chalais carbon on this behema, and it's not your responsibility anymore. Yeah, you made it into a carbon. Yeah, made it into a carbon. Zok to Gemara, hala inyan bal ta acher zev zeh shavim. That's all regarding chayav achrus, but regarding bal ta acher, they're both equally chayav. Even though, like Rashi explains in the pasuk, it doesn't say nedava. It just says neder. L'maiso in Masechet Rosh Hashanah we're marbit from sukkim. So therefore, both the neder and a neder have a din of bal ta'acher. They both have a din. No matter if you say a rei alai or a rei zu, they both have a din of bal ta'acher. Tanan ha'as. I'm going to the Mishnah. Ezu neder. What's an example of a neder? Ha'ima harei alai oila. I'm going to bring oila. Ezu nedava. Or my rei zu oila. He says this carbon is oila. What is the difference in the darim and davus? The darim meisu or nignevu or avdu chayav achrusa. By the darim, even though you're ready to mafresh the carbon, if it dies or if it gets stolen or if it gets lost, you chayav achrusa. Because I said I will bring a carbon. You have to bring a carbon. Finish. The davus, if you say rezu, so now I did my job. I made this a carbon. It died. It's, you know, hektish is a problem. Meisu or nignevu or avdu ain't chayav achrusa. That's the halacha in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's similar to our Mishnah, and it's a Mishnah also in Kinim. Zok to Gemara, I'm not a Mili. What's the Makar for this? Which array the Mefarshim are bothered? What do you mean a Pasuk for this? If we just explain that Harei Alai means it's a responsibility on the person, on the Gavra, and Harei Zu is a Chavtza. So what's the Menoha and a Mili? But the Sfasemis has the Kasha. There are two roots into this Kasha, but they're a little bit Lomdish, but this is a Shtikla Arab. The Marmai means a Pasuk, not a Mili. What's the Makar for this? The Torah learned in a Pasuk, learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, and we dash like this. Something that's a love, yichayev achrusoy. And like it told nirtzaloi, yichayev achrusoy. Something that's not on you, in yichayev achrusoy. My mashma, how do you give me an explanation of this drasha? I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, kivan d'om Allah, alai, kiman ato an kasvidami. When you say alai, which means a love, it's like I put it on my shoulders, on my responsibility. And Rashi explains, this is the Darshan and Pasuk. V'nirtzaloi means, v'nirtzaloi nidroi, which means you completed your neder, l'kashi yischaper behem. When you get the kapara, when I bring it for a carbon, that's what it's nirtza. But before kapara, it's not nirtza. You didn't complete your neder. And what type of carbon only gets completed after the kapara? A love. When you say a lie, that's a drasha. V'nirtzaloi l'chaper love is, it's only nirtzlo, you only finish your neder, l'chaper loving a kapara. What type of neder? A love, which means harei alai. By harei alai, you have that halacha. So Gemara actually darshan this din of this difference in harei alai and rezu, we actually darshan from a pasuk. And you see from here that the only time you complete your neder is only when it's kapara. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. The next Mishnah is going to discuss zov. Zov is a discharge that of a man that could become tamei. It's different than a balkari, it's called zov. And the loch is that a zov that sees one ria, one discharge, then he's like a balkari. Two discharges, then has certain halachas, and three discharges has more halachas. And our Mishnah says, "Ein bein zov haroya shtei rias l'roya shalosh ala carbon." The only difference between two rias and three rias is a carbon, if you have to bring a carbon. What's it equal to? And the Gemara will say right away, let's see the Gemara. Hala inyan mishkav a moishav a svira shiva zev zeh shavim. The one halacha of azav is that has a very chomer de gatumah, which means mishkav a moishav. It means you sit on 10 mattresses, the bottom mattress, which you didn't touch. The halacha is it's tamei, al tzmishkav. Same thing, you sit on 5 chairs, the chair under, even in touch it, has a tumas moishav. This is exclusive tumas to zav and zavis. So this is a tumas zav. So that side, two rias and side three rias will have that tumah. Same thing, sphere shiva. You need shiva nekiyim. You have to check yourself for 7 days to see if the nekiyim. That they're both equal to. They need to become tar, to go to mikvah, you need shiva nekiyim. The only difference between zav shtei rias and shalish rias is if you have to bring a carbon, a special carbon that zav has to bring, and that's only by three rias, not by two rias. But by one ria, of a zov. It's basically like a bal kari, which means he's tamei until the evening, and he goes to the mikvah, and then he's tar with harav shemesh. He's tar. Zogtigam not immediately. How do you know this difference in two riyas and three riyas? Not immediately. The Tana Rabbanan, look at the brisa. Rabbi Simoy Omer, mona kosef shtayim v'karu tamei shalosh v'karu tamei. That means there's two psukim. One pasuk says v'chiyitar. The pasuk says, "Dabru bnei Yisrael v'marta alehem ish ish ki yeh zov mibesaroi zoy v'itamihu." It says in this pasuk two times the word zov. Ish ish ki yeh zov mibesaroi. It's one time zov. Zoy v'y is number two time word zov. Tamehu. He's tamei. So it says two riyos and he's tamei. Shalosh v'kara tamei means the next pasuk or a different pasuk says it's actually the next pasuk. V'zoyz tia tomasoi b'zoy v'y. Rar Basari is Zoivai, or Hichta Basari me Zoivai, Tomasahi. It says three times the word Zoiv, and it says Tomasahi. So both of them are called Tame. One's two Rias, one's three Rias. Okay, it's that. What's the difference in two? Shtayim Utumma, Bashal Shakarban. Two times gets to the higher level of Tumma, which means the Tumma Chamura, which is Mishka Hamayshav, has a Muhammad Diga Tumma. By three already, you bring a carbon. That's the Drasha. What? How do you know that three brings a carbon and two doesn't bring a carbon? In the psukim, they're all together. The halachas are all together in the same pasuk. And if you wouldn't have Chazal's drashas, you would not know. Without Chazal's drashas, you would not know all these differences between two rias and one rias. The pasuk never says any amount of rias. Starts with Perek Tesvav by Davar Shem Moshe Varon Leimor Davar Neishol Mat Leilem Ish Ish Ki Yezav Mibesaroi Zoy VeTamehu VeZoyz Tia Tamasa VeZoy VeRav Besaroi Zoy VeEchta Besaroi VeZoy VeTamasahi. So you have two pesukim in a row that says it. Then it says all the halachas called Mishkav Ashishkav by Yosef Alakli VeNegeya Yoroi. You know, Merkav Negeya, a bunch of pesukim, all the different tumas. And when it ends off, it says V'Chiyita Hazav MeZoy VeSafaloi Shivas Yomun Tarasoi V'Chibes VeGadav. You do Shem Nekiim, you go to Mikvah V'Yamashmini. On the eighth day, you can lash day serve mashday bnei yaino. Take two birds and go to the carbon. They make one chatas, one oila. So you don't. Even the psukim, you think that there's din parash or zav or carbon. Shivan akim a carbon. We know nothing. We know nothing. Kump the pasuk that says the first pasuk says two words times zav tamehu. Next time says three times words zav tomasi. What's the difference? Zokt Rav Simai from the brayse over here. One's two latuma and three lacarbon. Zokt the Gemara. Maybe I'll say different. Haketa, shtayim l'tum v'shayim l'karbon. Remember, Eimar, shtayim l'tum v'lay l'karbon. Maybe you'll say, two is tumma with no carbon. Shalosh is a carbon v'lay l'tumma. Maybe three, you bring a carbon, but there's not so tummy. Which means it's the only time like a barakari. Somebody says that makes no sense. Amrit, achaloy ra shalosh ra shtayim. To get the three, you got two. So we had to get rid of that tumma chamura. So that can't be. Somebody says, let me try something else. Ve'emer, shtayim l'karbon. Maybe two brings a carbon. Remember, carbon's the end of the parashah. You can say whatever you want. Ve'emer, shtayim l'karbon, v'loy l'tumah. There's no tumah at all. Shalosh, af l'tumah. So, and what I, the pasuk, is tumah he. Tumah should be a lower level tumah. It means like this. Two times is a carbon at a lower level tumah. By three, you reach the higher level of tumah. Whereas, no, you can't say it either. Why? Lo yisag adaytach. The Tanya, we learned in the Brice, in the pasuk it says at the end of the parasha that va'asa oisam hakoyin echachatas ve'echad oyla v'chipa hakoyin olav hakoyin lefnei Hashem mi zoyvoy. So mi zoyvoy sounds like even mixa zoyvoy. The Tanya v'chipa olav hakoyin lefnei Hashem mi zoyvoy. Mixa zoyvoy, not even. It's a mixa zoyvoy being carbon, mixa zoyvoy and being carbon. Only some of the zoyvoy bring carbon, some don't. Mi zoyvoy here means some bring carbon, some don't. Mixas zavim vi'in carbon, mixas zavim vi'in carbon. Okay, it's a raw shalosh. If the person sees three rias, maybe he brings a carbon. Shtayim ain't maybe. Or eino, maybe you'll say the opposite. A raw base maybe two sees brings a carbon. Raw shalosh ain't maybe carbon. That makes no sense. Amrit, actually raw shalosh, raw shtayim. If you till three, you saw two already. So if you have a carbon, you have a carbon. They also. So obviously, when it says mixas, only some of the zavim bring a carbon. It's going on three. So akapanim. Turns out we have two drashas. First, we have Rav Simoy's drashas of the count of the word zayvai, which is two, and three is a different type of toma. And another drasha is miz zayvai. Only some of them bring a carbon. So why need both drashas? Ve'itzruch Rav Simoy, ve'itzruch miz zayvai. Even Rav Simoy, if you just had Rav Simoy, you have amina kikushin. You would ask the same kasha. We just asked that. How do you know that maybe two is the carbon and three is even the toma? How do you know to say like this? Teretz says miz zayvai says that a carbon is only by one of them, so they make sense by three. So that's why you have to say also mizayvay. Just say mizayvay. Be mizayvay. Lo yedana kama rias. We don't have any rias. That's the other pasuk. Rav Simoni drasha of how many times is the word zayv in the pasuk that teaches us two or three. Kamashvon Rav Simoni. Zok the Gemara. Behashta the amrit mizayvay lo drasha. Now that we said mizayvay is a drasha, so how do we dash in the other time it says the pasuk mizayvay? In the pasuk Yud Gimel, when it talks about Shiva Nakiyim, it says v'chiyitar hazav mizayvay. V'safalay shivas yom on tarasoy. V'chivas gula rachas zarmayim v'chayim atar. That when he counts 7 days, he's going to go to the mikvah. V'chiyitar hazav mizayvay v'safar loy. That says in the pasuk. So now we dash the word mizayvay. What do you do with the other mizayvay? And we'll dash the rest of the pasuk also. V'ashtaramas mizayvay l'drasha. V'chiyitar hazav mizayvay my darshabay. What are you dashing? Huma boyle. We need it for the following brisa. Like Tanya learned in the brisa. V'chiyitar hazav. L'kashiyifsek mizayvay. Number one drasha is that even though, like Avi Metzora, even before you start your 7 days, you go to a mikvah, here, you don't go to a mikvah until after the 7 days. L'kashi yifzak mizoyva, you start counting Shiva Nakim right away, v'safalai, before going to the mikvah. That's the first halacha. Another halacha is, mizoyva, v'loy mizoyva minigay. That the halacha is, you're allowed to count Shiva Nakim even before you get rid of a nega. Let's say someone has Metzoras, the same time as a Zav, he could count Shiva Nakiyim while he's a Metzora still. You don't have to dafka be Tahar from the Yitra Azav Mezoiva, even at Menigoy, you could start counting a Shiva Nakiyim. Maybe you would have a Havin, it's not called Nakiyim, I'm a Metzora. No, you could still count. Mezoiva Vesafar, from the Pasuk Mezoiva Vesafar, which Rashi here says it means because of Smichus, so Limeid Azav Baal Shtei Riyas Shetan Sviras Shiva. You learn from here that even a Baal Shtei Riyas needs Shiva Nakiyim. How do you see that? Because it's Mizoiva, even a Mixa Zoiva, even someone sees some Riyas, counts Shiva Nakiyim. Mixa Zoiva, Mizoiva Vesafar. Limeid Azav Baal Shtei Riyas Shetan Sviras Shiva. Freit the Gemara. So Vern says, you learn from Mizoiva that Baal Shtei Riyas needs Shiva, Sviras Shiva. Even needs Shiva Nakiyim. Freit the Gemara, why do you pasuk for that? Well, I didn't know. In the time of Mishkan Moshev, Lo yitain sviras shiva. Once it has the chomer of tumah of tumas mishkan ma'ishav, so why shouldn't it have shiva nakiyim? So tomorrow, no, I'll tell you why. Shemeretz yoyim keneged yoyim atapa chesam beis. Shemeretz yoyim keneged yoyim techiach. Shemetam mishkan ma'ishav tumas sviras shiva. Shemeretz yoyim keneged yoyim somewhere to isha that isha has 7 days of nidus, and then in between the 7 days of nidus, the next 7 days of nidus, 11 days called the 11 days that are between Riyah and Riyah. Those days, she could become a zava. But if she's only 1 day, so halacha is called shmeres yom kineged yom. She has tuma chamura of mishkan ma'ishav. But all you need is 1 day, and the next day, if she's tahar, she could go to the mikvah. So there you see, even though it's tam mishkan ma'ish, because no shiva nakiyim. See here also, you would think that's the halacha. Va'af atal tam alzeh sh'af bishu tam mishkan ma'ish lo yitan sviras shiva. Tam aloyim mizoyvei v'safar. The pasuk mizoyvei v'safar says even mixa zoyvei v'safar, even mixa zoyvei, you could count shiva nakiyim. Liman alzeh v'al shtei riyos sh'tan sviras shiva. So upon him, what we know till now is that one riya is a tumah kala, where one riya of a zav. Two riyos is tumah chamura and shiva nakiyim. Three riyos is a carbon. How do you know a carbon dafka on three, not on two? One of the drashas are mizayvah. It says only some zavim bring a carbon, not all of them. And how do we know that the shiva nakiyim even on the two? Because mizayvah means even a mixas zayvai, even a mixas has shiva nakiyim. There's a little problem over here. The same word mizayvah, we dash in two different ways. On one hand, by the carbon was saying mizayvah means some of the zavim bring carbon. On the other hand, the mizayvah was saying that it means even mixas riyas have shiva nakiyim. So how does the same word mizayvah make two drashas? That's the Gemara's kasha now. Omer Papala Abaya, Maishta Hai Mizoivai. What's pshat? The Mizoivai of a Sofar, the Marbi Bezov al Sarias. Because with Darshan, even someone has a little bit Rias, they have Shiva Nakiyim. Well, Maishta Hai Mizoivai, and why the Mizoivai by carbon? We say only some of the Zavim have a carbon, the Mayit Bezov al Sarias. We are excluding the Zav of al Sarias. So our Papa is going to answer that the word Visofar is extra. The word mezoivay v'safar, the word mezoivay there, the word mezoivay next to v'safar is extra. And that's why I'll dash in different. Amalei. If the mezoivay by Shiva Nakiyim was coming to exclude the muti da'asa, list the kramenei. Don't say anything. And we would know that, just say v'chiyitar, v'safalai shivas yamim. Why if they were mezoivay? We would know it's only talking about mixas zoivay. Just like carbon's only mixas, So Shemekim also. Maybe you learn out from a din. You would say, if it has Mishkav and Moshav, it probably has Shivanakiyim. No, Shemar Hashem Kedegerim Tachiyach. V'chitem, you would say, no, I need the word Mezoivai. Ha'am Barlei Mezoivai V'loi Menigo. You need it for Mezoivai, and even if you have a Tiras. In King Lichta Krah, V'chiyitar Hazav. If it just said V'chiyitar Hazav, I would know enough. Why? Because Mashma, if you tarf from Zov already, I could start Shivanakim. I wouldn't have to know the word Mezoivai to tell us that even though someone has a Nega. But let's take Mezoivai. So why? But listen, be quiet. Mezayvah lomali. Why don't you pass mezayvah? Limit about azav asnei riyah is shtan sviya shiva. So it sounds like this. Really, mezayvah means mixed azayvah, and that's, you know, only a carbon's only part time, only part of them, only the third. Here, if you mezayvah doesn't mean only some of them have shivan akim, because then you wouldn't have to make any. You don't have to word. You don't need the word mezayvah. We would automatically figure out that just like by carbon, it's only. Balsteriyas. Look, I this also. It's Balsteriyas. Why should? Where should you know Shivan Akim from? Which one? You tell me because it has Mishkav Moshav has Shivan Akim. No, Shemar Hashem can I give him Tchiyah. So the whole Mezayvah is extra. It must be telling us. It must be telling us the word Mezayvah that even someone who's part Riyas will have Shivan Akim. So the bottom line is, so to get the halachas klar again, one Riyah is like a Balkari. Two Riyas has Tumah Hamura and Shivan Akim, and three Riyas of Azav have a carbon, and we all dashing it from the Pesukim, all found the Rashi in Parashas Metzora as well. Now we learn this Rashi, you'll understand them after you know this Gemara. These are all the halachas of Zav.